的天上虽有无比荣耀的冠冕
Yes, there may be glorious heaven await for us
但无十架可以顺从
Yeah, there's no more cross for us to carry
他为我们所受一切的磨练
And all the reproach that he received on our behalf
在地才能与他交通
It's something we can fellowship with him on earth
进入安息就再寻不到疲倦
Once we enter into his peace, no longer weariness
再无机会为他受苦
Yet in that heavenly realm, we will not have any more chance to suffer for his sake
再也不能为他经过和试炼
And we can never go through trials at that moment
再为他舍弃和信
Neither a chance to sacrifice for him
今天我们能够为他舍弃什么
What can we actually sacrifice for the Lord?
主给我们何等大的恩典
Actually it's his great grace for us
我们为他受一点的苦
That we can actually suffer for him a little bit
主让我们今天能够与他有这样的交通
And so that we can have fellowship with him now in this lifetime
有一年在年底的时候
I remember one particular year end
何寿仁教士带着尼弟兄到外面去
Sister Ho brought Watchman Nee
何教士就说小弟兄为什么这一年过去了我们的主还没有回来
They went on for a visit and during the visit she talked to him by saying Oh my little brother How come a year has passed and the Lord has not yet returned?
我想我们的老姊妹那个时候她里面等候主的那个迫切
We can sense the urgency of her
影响了你弟兄
And that urgency, the urgent feeling inside of her has affected brother Nee very much
你叫他一生成为一个等候主再来的人
And make him a person who waits on the return of the Lord all the days of his life
让他知道说这个等候是带着一个盼望的等候
And he knew this waiting has hope
是一个积极的等候
The waiting with hope is in a very positive waiting
是宝贵我们在地上与主同走十架道路的等候
And it's kind of the waiting that help us to cherish the limited moment left before his return
是到那一天荣耀无比
Yes, one day when he returns will be also glorious
但是那一天我们仍然要纪念在今天主所量给我们各样的环境
But in that, not everlasting eternity we shall always remember all the chances the Lord has given to us in this lifetime
每一次到过年的时候
Every time when the new year comes
我们看见到处贴了很多的这个符
We see a lot of this red blessing sign
我小时候看见我们家贴了一个我说这怎么写的倒过来的
and then when I saw the sign as a little boy I noticed the Chinese word blessing was hand upside down
我爸爸告诉我这叫做福到了
and my father told me that means the blessing arrives
世界上多少的人他们都希望得到各样的福
that tells us there are so many people in this world desire to receive blessings
但是到底什么是真正的福呢
but the problem is what is the true blessing
我们一起来读创世纪二十二章十六节到第十八节
We'd like to read together the passage in Genesis chapter 22 verses 16 to 18
请我们一起来读
Let's read it together, it's in your program sheet
耶和华说你既行了这事不留下你的儿子就是你独生的儿子我便指着自己起誓说论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来如同天上的星海边的沙你子孙必得着仇敌的城门并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福因为你听从了我的话论福我必赐大福给你
As far as blessings I give you great blessings
那亚伯拉罕所得着的这个福是万福的源头
And the blessing Abraham received was the source of all blessings
神讲到这个福是一个大的福
And when God referred to this blessing He referred to it as a big blessing
世界上的人所想要得着的福没有一个比这个更大的
And there's no greater blessing than the blessing mentioned here
那我们还要来看说这个福到底是什么
So let's take a look at what kind of blessing we're talking about here.
我们怎么能够得着这个福呢?
And how can we receive this greatest blessing?
我们读加拉太书三章十四节。
Let's continue. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。基督为我们受了咒诅。
Christ was cursed for our sake.
叫我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So we're delivered from the curse of his law.
所以加拉太书下面就告诉我们说，这边叫亚伯拉罕的福。
Therefore, in Galatians, it talks about the blessings of Abraham.
因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
Now can come to the Gentiles, the all nations through Christ Jesus.
这些外邦人就说到我们的身上。
And Gentiles means us.
亚伯拉罕他曾经蒙了大的福。
We knew Abraham received the greatest blessing from God.
那神在这边告诉我们说，这个福今天也要临到我们的身上。
And over here, God told us, here you can have the same blessing.
使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
That by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
哈利路亚。今天我们每一个人，我们都可以得着这个大的福。
Hallelujah! That means each one of us is able to receive this great blessing.
这个福超过世界上所有的福。
And this blessing supersedes all kind of blessings on earth.
因为亚伯拉罕他看见神心中所要得着的。
Because Abraham saw what God desires to obtain.
当神叫他把他所爱的独生儿子以撒献在祭坛的上面。
When God asked him to offer his only son Isaac on the altar.
亚伯拉罕他没有怀疑。
Abraham had no doubt at all.
他没有犹豫。
He did not even hesitate.
他就带着他所爱的以撒，他独生的儿子。
He brought Isaac.
到摩利亚山上去。
His one and beloved son to Mount Moriah.
他的儿子问他说。
And his son asked him.
柴与火都有了，但是作为燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？Father, here's the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb to be sacrificed?
亚伯拉罕说，我们的神。他必定预备。
And Abraham replied by saying, "Our God will surely prepare."
是的，在耶和华的山上有预备。
Yes, there's always full provision on the mountain of the Lord.
神在这里要他献上亚伯拉罕独生的儿子。
And God wants Abraham to offer his one and only son.
但是实在来说，是神预备了他自己独生的儿子。
Yet the reality is God Himself has prepared His one and only son for us.
所以当亚伯拉罕拿起刀来要杀以撒的时候
，Therefore that moment when Abraham raised up his knife and about to kill his only son,
神在那里阻挡了他。
God stopped him.
让亚伯拉罕他举目一看。
And he looked up.
不料有一个公羊两脚扣在稠密的树丛里。
And he saw a ram whose horns was cut in a thicket.
这是神所预备的羔羊。
And that was the lamb that God had prepared.
这是神的儿子要来为我们成为这个赎罪的羔羊。
Which represent the Son of God who will come to become the Lamb of all sinners.
当神在那里有一个要求的时候。
Therefore, wherever God has a requirement, a request.
亚伯拉罕他看见神的要求里面实在是神，他要把一个更大的祝福倾倒下来。
Abraham's eyes were open. He saw actually in God's each request, he intended to pour down more blessing.
是神要预备他的儿子。
It is God who is going to prepare his own son for us.
但是借着亚伯拉罕的奉献
，Yeah, through the offering of Abraham,
他摸着了神的心。
He touched.The heart of God.
神说论大论福，我要将这个大福来赐给你。
God says, I will surely bless you.
那这个福还不单单是临到亚伯拉罕个人的身上。
And this blessing is not just for Abraham himself.
万国都要因你蒙福。
But all nations will have the same blessings because of you.
弟兄姊妹，这一段圣经是在创世纪，在圣经的。最低一本书。
This passage was quoted from the book of Genesis, which is the very first book in the entire Bible.
但他这边讲到说，万国都要因你的后裔蒙福。
But he here says, through you, all nations on earth will be blessed.
所以这个福不单是亚伯拉罕要得着。
Therefore, not only Abraham is going to receive the blessing.
而且万国直到今天。我们都要因着这个福，而我们也得了福。
But all nations, even until this day, you and I are still blessed through the same blessing.
所以地上没有一个福能够持续的来影响这么久，影响的范围这么大。
And we cannot find any other blessing words like this one, which lasts forever and has such a tremendous impact.
今天如果是地上的福，亚伯拉罕过去了以后，他就。没有了。
If it was just an earthly blessing, then after he passed away, then this blessing should pretty much stop.
几千年过去了。
But thousands of years have passed.
万国都因他而得这个福。
All nations received this blessing through Abraham.
因为神讲到这个福的时候。
Because when God talked talk about the word blessing.
他讲的不是属地的福分。
He wasn't talking about earthly kind of blessing.
他讲到他的儿子要来为我们受死。
But he talked about one day his son's gonna come and die for all.
为我们挂在木头上。
And he will be put on the cross.
挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
Usually those who hang on the cross are cursed.
他受了咒诅。
And he received cursing for us.
叫我们能够得着这个大的福分。
So that you and I can now have the blessing.
得着神儿子的生命。
To receive the life of the Son of God.
得着所应许的圣灵。
To receive the promise of His Spirit.
我们能够与神和好。
We now are made peace with God.
今天只有神。
Only God.
他的儿子耶稣基督。
And His Son Jesus Christ.
今天在圣灵的里面叫我们能够来得着。
Can be obtained through His Holy Spirit.
这是真正的福分。
And this receipt is the true blessing.
也就是盼望我们在这里和弟兄姊妹一同交通一个蒙福的道路。
And these days, I want to talk to you, share with you ways to receive blessings.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
And this is a way to receive blessings.
有很多的方面叫我们能够蒙着更大的祝福。
And there are many aspects to this way of blessings.
那我们若真的认识这个福分到底是什么
？If we truly understand the meaning and the substance of this blessing,
我们就会。会欢喜，我们就会宝贵这些蒙福的道路。
They will rejoice and cherish the way that God has given to us.
叫我们得着丰满的基督。
So that you and I can receive the full Christ.
叫我们常被圣灵充满。
And always be filled by His Spirit.
我们不只是好像得着了所应许的。
We don't just receive a promise.
神叫我们经过一生的年日。
And God wants through every day of our life.
让我们多而又多的得着这个福。
We can receive His blessing abundantly.
今天我们要交通一个蒙福的道路。
And this morning I want to share with you the way of blessing.
我们看见亚伯拉罕他怎么得着了这个大的福分。
We take a look at how Abraham received this great blessing.
他做的是什么事情呢
？What did he do?
他把他所爱的儿子以撒献上。
All he did was offer his most loved son Isaac.
这是一个完全的奉献。
And that was a complete offering.
他没有在那里考虑说，今天神有好多的应许，如果以撒死了，好像这些应许都没有办法完成了。
He did not worry about, you know, God has all His promise for me. If Isaac dies, then how can God fulfill all His promises to me?
他在信心的里面来奉献。
But by faith, he offered him up.
所以这个福。叫做在信里面所得着的。
Therefore, this blessing is received through faith.
今天我们不是我们做了什么事情。
You and I didn't do anything for God.
第一件，我们因着信，我们能够得着这个福分。
But by faith, you and I all received this blessing.
因着信，我们被称为义。
By faith, you and I are justified.
因着信，我们能够站在这个地位
上。By faith, we are now standing at this position.
哈利路亚，我们都得着了。
We all have received.
但是主还量给我们一生的年日。
Yet the Lord still gives us remaining days of life.
叫我们走在一个蒙福的路上。
So that we can have a chance to walk on the way of blessing.
我们所要的不是属地的。
We didn't want to have things of earth.
我们所要的不是外面的。
We are not asking or pursuing outward things.
我们所要的是主的自己。
All we desire to obtain is the Lord Himself.
那从亚伯拉罕他怎么样因着奉献，他蒙了这个大的福。
Abraham was greatly blessed through his offering.
我们也看见奉献是我们所走的一条蒙福的道路。
Therefore, we know offering is definitely a way of blessing.
在我们节目单。的里面有一个经节的这个单子哈，有一小段话。
And if you turn to your program sheet, there's this little quote here in the rectangle.
我想我先把中文念一次，请姊妹把英文念一次。
We'll read it for you.
奉献不是我们优待了神，好像神有了缺乏，需要我们拿什么给他。奉献乃是神拣选了我们，出了重价将我们买回来，让所有蒙恩的人得着权力来侍奉他。奉献不是损失，而是获得；不是减少，而是增加。
Here says, to offer is not a favor to God, as if He lacks of things. We offer because God has chosen us and saved us with a great price.Therefore, we now have the privilege to serve Him through offering. To offer is not to lose, but to gain. Not decrease, but increase.
实在很多的时候，我们对于奉献，如果没有一个很正确的认识。
Many times, if we do not have the correct knowledge about offering,
我们就不认识这条蒙福的道路。
Then we'll never know truly the way of blessing.
每一次当神有一个需要的时候
，Every time when God seems to have a need，
他需要亚伯拉罕把以撒献上。
For example, he needs Abraham to offer up Isaac.
其实今天我们都知道，是神要把他的独生儿子来赐给所有的人。
We all know now at the moment God desires to give us His own Son.
当主耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人要水的时候
And when Jesus asked water from the Samaritan woman
好像他有一个需要
It seemed that he had a need
但是是主耶稣基督坐在那里等候这个妇人来
But actually Jesus sat there by the well purposely to wait for the arrival of the woman
把生命的活水来赐给这个妇人
In order to give to her living water of life
什么时候我们愿意答应主的要求
Therefore every time when we answer to his request
神把属天的福分倾倒在我们的里面
That's the time he will pour down his heavenly blessings unto us
奉献是蒙福的道路
Offering is a way of receiving his blessing
我们的神千山的牛万山的羊都是他的
The entire mountain hills full of cattle and cows andAnd sheep are all the Lord's.
今天不是我们有什么好像要来给神。
It really is not that I have something that I can give God.
好像神有了一个什么缺乏一样。
Like God is lack of things and I need help.
奉献是蒙福的道路。
No, offering is a way of blessing.
我们来读马拉基书三章十节。
Let's read Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
万军之耶和华说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库使我家有粮以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户请福于你们甚至无处可容在这里讲得非常的清楚
Here's that clearly
那他讲到说以此试试我
Here's thatTest me now in this.
是否为你们敞开天上的窗户
If I will not open for you the windows of heaven,
请福于你们
and pour out for you a blessing.
当我们看见奉献真的是一个蒙福的道路
When we truly understand to offer really is a way of blessing.
神叫我们在信心的里面来试试他
And God wants us to test him in faith.
他要怎么样的把福分倾倒下来
And see how he's going to pour out his blessings unto us
难道甚至无处可容
Until it overflows
很多时候多少神的儿女在那里做见证
And many times you hear Christians testified
虽然寡妇她把两个小钱奉献上去
A widow may offer the only two pennies she has
是她养生所有的
That's all she had for living
主耶稣他那里看见
But Jesus saw what she did
主在那里称赞他
He praised her
今天我们看见很多的时候先知来到那个妇人的面前
And you see in the Bible so many times a prophet of God may go to a woman's house
他只有一把面一点油
And the woman had nothing but a jar of oil and just a handful of flour
他先为神人来做这个饼
But she used those to make a bread for the servant of God
但是过了好多的日子
And you see days go by
面没有减少
There's no shortage of those flour
油没有短缺
Neither was the oil in the jar
神在那里不断地把祝福倾向
Because God was pouring down his blessing onto her
在我们一生神叫我们来经历他
Other days of life God wants us to experience him
他是这位全能的神
Experience that he is the almighty God
所有的都是他的
He owns everything
但他竟然叫我们来试试他
But the funny thing he says come test me
因为这是一个蒙福的道路
Because this is a way of blessing
他叫我们试试他
He said test me now in this
是否为你们敞开天上的窗户
And see if I will open you for you the windows of heaven
请福于你们甚至无处可容
And pour out for you a blessing until it overflows
我们在读路加福音六章三十八节
Let's read Luke chapter 6 verse 38
你们要给人就必有给你们的并且用十足的升斗连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里因为你们用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们 讲到说给人的就必有给你们的
Give and it will be given to you
这是一个这么清楚的一个原则
It's such a clearly stated principle
你们给人就必有给你们的
Say give and it will be given to you
好像一个自来水管
It's just like a pipe, water pipe
如果这一头不把水放出来
If you do not let water go through one end
那一头也不会有水进来
Then it's hard for more water to come in from the other end
但是当你把水龙头打开
But when, if you turn on the faucet
还让它往外流
Allow the water to flow out of the pipe
那么自然的那个水就从另外一头就源源不断的进来
Naturally, more water is able to come into the pipe
给人就必有给你们的
Therefore it says give and it will be given to you
神在这里说并且用十足的升斗
And how is it given? God says through good measure
连摇带按
Pressed down and shaken together.
你想想看，一个升斗里面装的东西，它连摇带按，哇，就是要它里面非常的扎实，非常的丰富。
By pressing it down and shaking it together, the purpose is to receive more.
而且上尖下流。
And here it says running over.
一直满溢出来。
And will actually overflow.
它倒在你们的怀里。
And God will pour that into their lap.
你们用什么量器量给人
And by what standard of measure
你不用什么量器量给你们
You use it will be measured to you in return
我记得有一次看见有一个月历
I once saw this calendar
上面写的都是圣经的话
It was a scripture calendar
那有一次我看到在那个月上写的话语
And there was particular scripture for this month
他写说怜悯穷贫穷的就是借给耶和华
Those who have mercy unto the poor actually is loaning to the Lord
哎，那天我看到的时候我里面有一个很大的震撼
And I was greatly shaken by that verse
怜悯贫穷的是借给耶和华
The mercy towards the poor people actually is a loan to the Lord
当我想到说我们的神什么都是他的
When I thought about you know God had everything
他竟然好像还要来借
Yeah he even wants to extend a loan from him
他为什么要好像用这个借这个字呢
Why did he say you know, he has a loan from us like he borrowed money from us
他谈到说因为他必定要偿还
Because he intends to pay us back
奉献是蒙福的道路
Therefore offering to God is a way of blessing
主这样子激励我们
And God encourages with his words
常常叫我们看见把凉水一杯水给那小子中的一个。
He said, if you give one to one of those little ones here a cup of water,
叫我们所做的一点点，主说你就是做在我的身上。
And even just the littleness we do, the Lord says, when you do that, you are doing unto me.
所以他给我们这么清楚的话，你们给人就必有给你们的。
So he said so clearly here.Give and it will be given to you.
很多的时候，当我们读到主的话
and many times when we read the word of God,
我们真的摸到这是神的心
we really feel that's God's heart.
这是神的生命
and that's the kind of nature he has.
今天不是神在那里给我们一个要求
it's not God is requesting and demanding here.
你要去给人啊
go give to others.
你要去爱人啊
go love others.
你要去做这个做那个
do this and do that.
如果今天我们只是从外面得着这样的命令
If we just receive an external commandment like that
基督徒好苦啊
Then it's hard to be a Christian
爱不来还得爱
I have to love someone I can love
实在舍不得给还得给
I don't want to give but I have to give
因为要遵守一个命令
Because God said this is a commandment
我想神会告诉你说你如果不情愿也就不用了
And I believe God is willing to say if you don't want to do it don't bother
因为神告诉我们说捐得乐意的才是神所悦纳
He tells us clearly in his words that those who are giving willingly and cheerfully are something that's pleasing to God
弟兄姊妹我们如果看见这是一个蒙福的路
Therefore brothers and sisters if we truly see this is a way of blessing
因为我们会摸着神的心
We will feel what's in God's heart
他说怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华
He said if you have mercy toward the poor ones you are extending a loan to God
因为神里面充满了怜悯
Because God is full of mercy
他宁可说他向你借的
He rather say hey, I cannot borrow from you
他到时候还还你的
So that I can pay you back
当我们看见说 他说给人就有给你们的。
He said to give and you will be given.
因为耶稣基督神的儿子来，他把神的生命性情彰显出来。
Jesus came into the world to manifest the light and character of God.
他一直给。
He kept on giving to.
我们的神是给的神。
Our God is a God that wants to give.
把他的儿子给了我们。
But he gave us his only son.
给到一个地步，好像神都给穷了。
To a point like he was so depleted.
他没有什么可以再给了。
There's nothing more he's able to give.
主耶稣一路上在那里。
Jesus kept on giving to people around him.
有需要的来到主面前，主一个一个他都给。
Everyone that has need that came to Jesus, he satisfied.
最后他把他的生命也给了我们。
Till the point at the end, he gave his own life for us.
他的一切都给了我们。
He has given up everything for us.
弟兄姊妹，因为神的心是这样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, because that's the kind of God we have.
因为我们的神是一个给的神。
Our God is a God who gives.
所以他能够说，给人的就必有给你们。
That's why he says here, give and will be given to you.
这是一个蒙福的路。
That's a way of blessing.
我们只有一条，就是我们摸着神的生命性情。
There's only one way for us, is that we truly feel what God has.
当我们照着这个生命性情，我们来走路的时候。
And we feel what's in his heart, in his life.And we work accordingly.
这是一个蒙福的道路。
That's a way to receive blessings.
神从来不勉强我们。
God never forces to do things.
捐得乐意的人才是他所喜悦的。
And he is willing to accept cheerful givers.
曾经有一个人。
Once there was this man.
有一天他真的奉献了。
One day he gave some.
但他奉献了以后，他突然发现。
After he gave, he noticed.
他钞票拿错了。
He actually put in the wrong kind of bill.
他原本预备奉献十块钱。
He intended to offer $10.
就拿错了一个口袋，拿到了一百块丢进去。
But he got the money from the wrong pocket, so he offered $100.
丢进去了，哎呀，糟糕了。
Once he put in, he said, "Oh no!"
他就找那个管财务的人。
So he went to the treasurer.
他说，弟兄啊，对不起，我刚刚钱丢错了。
Treasure brother, I'm sorry, I put in the wrong kind of money.
我应该奉献十块，我丢了一百块进去。
I intend to offer $10, I put in $100.
你可不可以帮我把它换过来？
Can you help me to exchange?
弟兄说，摆在坛上的不可收回。
The brother said, whatever is offered on the altar of God cannot be taken back.
他没办法。
So he had no other way out.
他说，好吧，算我奉献了一百块。
He said, okay, I gave $100 then.
弟兄又跟他讲了。
And the treasurer brother told him.
那不行，只能算十块。
It doesn't count. Only $10 counted in God's eye.
你甘心乐意奉献的才算得到。
Because that's the only willing portion that you intend to offer.
所以呢，你不高兴的那都不算数的。
So if you don't do it from a cheerful heart, God doesn't count.
弟兄姊妹，若我们认识奉献是蒙福的道路，
If we truly know offering is a way of blessing,
有多少甘心乐意的摆上，
And there will be so many willing provision,
多少的圣徒甚至把他自己的性命都摆上，
There are many saints even offer up their lives for God,
把整个世界尽以奉主，人觉可羞，
And we feel if we give the whole world to God, we still are so short of.
今天不是我们有什么来恩待了神，
It's really that we are able to give something to God.
但神啊，你看我实在是非常的好。
Say God, look at me, I'm good.
你看我多爱你。
Look, I love you this much.
不是的。
No.
多少时候弟兄姊妹在奉献的时候，觉得主我实在是亏欠了你。
Every time when we offer to the Lord, I'm sorry, that's all I have.
整个世界给我们来奉献，都觉得是亏欠主。
Even if I own the whole world and give it to God, I still feel it's so short.
但是我们真的经历到给人的就必有给你们。
But many of us can testify those who give will be given by God.
当水往外流的时候，
When the water can flow out through us,
必定有活水源源不断的进
来。There must be more living water coming in.
我们来读腓立比书四章十八节到第十九节。
Let's read on Philippians chapter 4 verses 18 to 19.
但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。我们看见在这里收奉献的是谁呢？
Look, who is the one who received supply here?
是保罗在这里得着了奉献。
It was Paul who received abundant supply.
他从以巴弗提受了他们的馈送。
He had received from Epaphroditus.
但是下面他讲，
And he continued by saying,
当作极美的香气。
That what you have sent is a fragrant aroma.
他说为神所收纳。
And it's an acceptable sacrifice.
所喜悦的祭物。
Well pleasing to God.
所以保罗好像在这边他收到了奉献。
Here it's like Paul who received the offering.
但是呢却又是神在那里。来悦纳来接受了这个奉献
But at the same time he said God accepted this and he's pleased
也就是说今天我们所有的摆上
Therefore that means whatever we provide for God's house
我们不是为着这个人
It's not for a certain person
我们乃是为着神的
But for God we are offering
我们奉献的对象是奉献给神的
Remember we give it to God
所以今天神那里他来悦纳
Therefore it says it's pleased by God
今天如果是保罗来悦纳
And if Paul says yes I'm pleased I accept
那没有什么价值
Then there's really not much value to it
但是在这边实在是宝贵
But the precious thing stated here is
这些馈送
Here, all the things you have sent.
他说当作极美的香气
It's a fragrant aroma.
为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物
An acceptable sacrifice well pleasing to God.
当神悦纳了
When God accepted.
当神接受了
When God accepted willingly.
这是何等的宝贵
And that's something valuable to us.
弟兄姊妹我们所有的奉献
Therefore, brother and sister, all of our offerings.
是神在那里收纳的
It's God who is receiving it.
是要满足神的
The offeringis to satisfy God
是为着神的
and it is for God
所以我们所有的赏赐是从神那里来得着的
therefore all the rewards are given by God to us
他说我的神必照他荣耀的丰富
therefore it says my God shall supply
在基督耶稣里
all your needs
使你们一切所需用的都充足
according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus
这是神的话
This is what God said here.
这不是我们和神谈条件的这个一个规条。
These are not the condition in a contract with God.
神啊，你既然话讲得这么好。
We say, Lord, you said it so nice here.
那我来奉献给你，那你使我一切所需用的都充足。
So I'm gonna offer to you now and make sure you supply all my needs according to your riches.
很多时候你一谈条件，好像就不灵了。
Every time when we try to bargain or negotiate with him, it won't work.
因为很奇妙，神他永远看我们的内心。
Marvelously, because God always sees what's in our heart.
我们里面稍微意念这个歪了一点点。
If we have a crooked motive,
那好像里面一下子，其实我们自己。
Actually, meantime, we know that motive.
哇，我们里面多少的诡诈
！We are full of deceitfulness.
哎呀，我们从读神的话语，我们也好像钻了很多的漏洞。
And we try to find faults in the words of God.
神啊，你看嘛，你都写的好清楚啊。
So, God, look, you said it clearly here.
但是我们知道说，我们的主。他是看我们的内心。
But we all know our Lord sees our hearts.
今天圣灵也住在我们的里面。
And His Holy Spirit dwells inside our heart too.
我里面自己是清楚的。
So we know in our hearts.
主要从我们的心的深处来得着一个最甘心乐意的摆上。
And He wants to receive a willing offering from the depth of our hearts.
他等着在这里要来赐福给我们。
He's waiting to bless us.
神是一个赐福的神
Because he is a God who gives blessings
他已经把他的儿子都赐给我们了
He has given to us his own son
他讲到说他岂不把万物连同他儿子一同赐给我们
And he will give all creations and his son to us
神常常在那里等候
But many times God is waiting
有好多的福分要给我们
And he's waiting to pour down his blessings onto us
为什么我们要交通蒙福的道路
So that's why we're sharing the way of blessing
因为在这条路上神才能够把他的福分请下来。
Because only when we are on this way, God can pour down His blessings onto us.
神等候我们来亲近他。
God waits for us to come close to Him.
若是我们一直不来
，But if we refuse to come to Him,
他没有把，他不能把你亲近他要给你的福分他。
There's no way he can give you the kind of blessing you're supposed to receive in his presence.
他好多的福分都在他的话语里面。
And there are so many blessings that is written clearly in his word.
说我们从来不来读他的话语。
But if we never bother to read his word.
有好多的福分他等着要给你，他没法给你。
There's no way he can give us the kind of blessing that's stored up in his word.
这边告诉我们说
，Here it says,
神要倾福于我们。
That he wants to pour down his blessings.
他说你们给人就必有给你们的
It's a give and you shall be given
他要使我们一切所需用的都充足
And he wants to supply fully all our needs
神有好多的福分等着要给我们。
God has all these blessings waiting to pour down.
他要我们认识这条蒙福的道路。
So he wants us to know that way of blessing.
奉献是蒙福的道路。
Offering is definitely a way of blessing.
我们来看一下，到底我们把什么来奉献给主。
Now let's see, what can we offer to the Lord?
我们一起来读《哥林多后书》第八章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5。
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。所以保罗告诉马其顿的教会。
Here, Paul told the church.
主所要的是我们。
That God intends to receive is us.
他所要的还不是我们的财物。
God doesn't want our money.
神所要的是我们。
But he wants to obtain us.
我们是他付了重价所买回来的。
Because we are the ones that he paid great price for.
今天若只有财物的摆上。
Therefore, if we only offer money to him.
若是神没有办法得着我们这些人的话。
But he cannot obtain us.
弟兄姊妹，神的心永远没有办法得着满足。
Then we know God's heart will never be satisfied.
最重要的是他要得着我们。
The thing he desires the most is us.
所以他这边讲说，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照着神的旨意。
He says not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord.
照着神的旨意。
By the will of God.
是什么呢？先把自己献给主。
To give themselves to the Lord.
先把自己献给主。
He first gave himself to the Lord.
所以若我们真的知道神所要得着的是我们这些人。
Therefore, if we truly understand that God intends to receive is us.
我们把自己奉献给他。
Then let us give ourselves to him.
在罗马书十二章第一节。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
保罗以神的慈悲劝我们。
Paul urges by the mercies of God.
叫我们将身体献上当作活祭。
To present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这是蒙福的。
That's a way of blessing.
这是神所喜悦的。
And that's acceptable to God.
今天若我们看见主要得着的就是我们自己。
If we truly see what God desires to receive is us.
如果我们那样的甘愿把自己放在祭坛的上
面 and willingly we put ourselves on his altar
先把自己献给主
first give ourselves to him
弟兄姊妹我们的时间是从主而来的
knowing that my time is from the Lord
是属于主的
therefore it belongs to the Lord
我们的金钱是从主来的
my money is from God
我们是为主来使用的
therefore we manage our money according to his purpose
我们的才干是从主而来的
Our talents are from God
是必须要为主来使用的
And it has to be used for him
今天我们所有的一切
All I have
若不是为主来使用
If not used for his purpose
它都失去了它真实的意义
Will lose its true value
当我们把身体献上
Therefore when we offer up our body
人再也不能借我的耳朵去听其他的事情
And no one can use my ears to listen to things God doesn't like
因为我的耳朵是属于主的
Because my ears belong to God
人也不能再借我的眼睛去看别的事情
Neither can people use my eyes to see other things
因为我的眼睛是属于主的
Because my eyes belong to God
因为我把全人都献上了
I offer up my entire body in his hands
我的手是属于主的
My hands belongs to him
今天人不能借我的手去做别的事
Therefore man cannot use my hands to do things other than for God
我的手是要来服侍神的
Because my hands are here to serve my God
保罗是用神的慈悲去
And he urges by the mercies of God.
将身体献上。
He said, offer up your body.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
我们最后读历代志上29章14节。
Lastly, let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14.
我算什么？我的民算什么？竟然如此乐意奉献。因为万物都从你而来。我们把从你而得的献给你。当大卫在那里奉献的时候
And when David was making the offering
我们看见圣经所记载他多少的 金子多少的银子多少的牲畜
We saw there is such a detailed record as to how many things silver and gold and animals being offered up
那是没有人可以赶得上的
There's no greater record than that
他为了建殿他预备了所有的材料
They prepared all the materials for the establishment and construction of God's temple
大卫这样子的奉献
He made such a tremendous offering
但他讲一句话
And he said here
我把从你而得的献给你
And from thy hand we have given thee
他不是讲说这些都是我辛苦赚来的
He didn't say you know I work really hard to earn all these things God
有多少是我征战所得来的掳物
And some of the things are through battles that we won
治理这个国家多不容易
It's so hard to rule a country
他说我是把从你而得的我来献给你
But he says From thy hand We have given thee
哇这个感觉实在是很美
That's such a beautiful thing he said
今天真的不是我们有什么东西我们来献给神
Indeed We do not own anything That enable us To give to God something
我们所有的都是从神而来的
For all we have Are from him
有些人为主摆上一点时间
Sometimes we offer A little bit of our time For the Lord
好像他觉得是把他的时间拿出一些来哇他来侍奉神
As if he has given God a favor by allocating a little bit of his time to God
对神好大的一个 favor
It's like a big favor that we made
但是我们有没有想到你有多少时间这都是神给你的
But have we ever thought about all the time we have is given by God
有一个弟兄讲他说坟墓里面不是埋老人的
And one man said that what's in the tomb is not for old people
是埋死人的
The tomb is not for old people but for dead people
也就是说我们一生的年日都在主的手里
Which means all the days of our lives are in the hand of God
不是我们有的
We do not own these things
都是主所给的
But given by God to us
我们的时间把主所给的我们来奉献给他
Our time is from God We just offer back what he has given to us
我们的金钱这是从主而得的
All our money is received from the Lord
是的我们赚点钱也不容易
Yes, sometimes it's really hard to make some money
但若不是主所给的
But if God doesn't allow us to receive it
你再努力你也得不到
No matter how hard we try We will not have it
但若我们认识到我们把从主而得的奉献给主
So what we can give to God is just somethingWe have received from him.
我们的时间是主的。
Our time is the Lord.
我们的金钱是主的。
Our money is the Lord.
我们的才干是主的。
Our talent is the Lord.
今天主要我们做什么？
So what does God want us to do now?
他要我们做一个好的管家。
He wants us to be a wise manager.
他不是叫你说把你的银行存款所有的都清点清点全部拿出来
God didn't say go calculate what you have in your savings account and give all to me.
那很多时候是你是浪费钱。
And actually, we are wasting our money.
主也不是说把你所有时间拿出来，一天二十小时，你也不要吃，也不要睡。
And God didn't say, "Okay, give me all your time. Don't sleep, neither drink."
那你是浪费生命。
Then we are wasting our life.
主叫我们做一个好的管家。
Instead, He wants to be a wise manager.
做时间的好管家。
To be a good manager of our time.
因为我们的时间是主的。
Because all our time is given by Him.
主，你要我怎么样来使用这个
？So Lord, how do you want me to use and manage my time?
在我一生的年日有多少时间主这都从你而来的
All the days of my life are from you Lord
这是属于主的
It's yours
今天我们银行库里不论有多有少
It doesn't matter what kind of balance we have in our bank account
主我今天是做一个管家
Lord I'm here just to managing your money
叫我做一个忠心的管家
Help me to be faithful
叫我在这里知道说这一切是从你而得的
Help me to know all I have is from you
我们的才干
All my talents too
从主而来的
are from you
今天不是我怎么努力我得到了一些才能
it's not that I try so hard now I'm talented
我们能做这个能做那个
the reason why we're able to do this and that
从主而来的
it's been given by God
所以呢我们要做一个恩赐才干的管家
so God said be a wise keeper of all your talents
要让主来使用
and allow God to use them
奉献是一个蒙福的路。
Offering is a way of blessing.
我们把什么献给主呢
？What can we give to him?
我们第一个要把自己献给主。
First, give ourselves to the Lord.
第二个讲到说，我们把身体献上，当作活祭。
Secondly, offer up our body as a living sacrifice.
第三个讲到，我们把从主而得的，我们来献给主。
Third, to give back to the Lord what we have received from him.
当我们真的知道。我们是一个蒙福的人
Because we truly know we have received blessings from him
所有的都是从神而来的
All I have It's from God.
而神在那里等着要把大的福分祈祷下来。
At the same time, God is waiting to pour down more blessings.
我们就会但不急的说，主，我愿意。
If we truly know, then we'll say, Oh Lord, I'm willing.
不是勉强的。
I'm willing.
不是人的要求。
Not because people demand me to do it.
而是我们真的认识，哦，这是一条蒙福的路。
But because we know this is a way of blessing.
因为我们爱我们的主。
Because we love our Lord.
因为我们知道他何等的爱我们。
And we know He loves us so much.
因为我们真的知道他在我们身上那个荣耀的计划。
And we know He has this wonderful and glorious plan for us.
主，我们在这里。
Therefore, we say, Lord, here we are.
愿你得着我们。
May you obtain us completely.
这首诗歌刚刚我们唱的实在是非常的摸着我们的心。
The hymn we just sang earlier really touched our hearts.
所有的机会快要过去。
All our opportunities may soon pass away.
我们再也不能为他经过何等的试炼。
Very soon we can never go through trials for him.
再为他舍弃和幸福。
Or sacrifice some benefits for him.
机会很快都要过去。
Opportunities will pass soon.
但是主要我们得着大的福分。
Yet the Lord desires for us to be blessed.
他真就在那里赐福给我们。
He is waiting to pour down His blessings to us.
让我们在今天经历到他的同在。
So that we can experience His presence now.
经历到摸着他的心。
To feel what's in His heart in this life.
让我们与他同行。
To walk with Him.
好不好？我们再来唱这样的诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn one more time.
373首。
373.
他的脸面，他的天使常看见。